Well, I think in some ways they both create an insatiable desire for more. So if you've had that experience of getting into a bag of Doritos, or maybe you love ice cream and you take a few bites of it, what we know from junk food is that it actually has elements in it to trick your brain into thinking that you need more food and you need more calories. And those junk foods that are manufactured particularly to keep us eating the whole bag, the engineers of that food actually put in those kind of additives that make your brain want more, and your brain make you think that you're actually starving. And the same would be true with junk sex. You know, we think about hookups, or we think about the impact of pornography. Instead of helping you to feel satisfied, like I had a true connection with a person, what we know about the impact on the brain is it actually makes you crave something more. It makes you crave something different, and keeps you going back with this insatiable desire for more. So that would be the first parallel. A second one is that junk sex, just like junk food, ruins your appetite for something that really would be nourishing. So I have three teenage boys, and, you know, teenage boys love to get in their junk food. But if they eat a whole bunch of chips and donuts and things like that, when I'm getting ready to serve them some healthy chicken and vegetables or fruit, they have no interest in what would really sustain them, because their taste buds have been used to junk. And we see, Bill, that the same happens in our culture when people are engaging in junk sex. They don't even know how to respond or enjoy nourishing intimacy. For example, we see a recent trend in young people who are getting married, even Christians, who have been exposed a lot to pornography or casual sexual relationships, and they're reporting that one or both of them actually can't even sexually respond within marriage.
Wow.
Because their brains have been tricked out. So this is a tragedy, and nobody seems to be talking about it. And really, that's the third parallel, is that junk sex hides a normalcy. And, you know, we can read, like, the CDC's report about how our nation is dying because we're overweight and we're eating terrible foods. But it's so common that it really doesn't seem like a huge crisis. And the same is true with junk sex. It's like everybody looks at porn. Everybody's sleeping around. So because it's so common, we don't see it as one of the greatest threats to our society, which it actually is.